Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Person Who Influenced Your Views on Digital Privacy. Digital privacy has become a crucial topic in our increasingly connected world. It's no surprise that IELTS examiners are incorporating this theme into speaking tests. This article will guide you through answering questions about a person who has influenced your views on digital privacy, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, "Describe a Person Who Has Influenced Your Views on Digital Privacy," combines personal experience with a contemporary issue. It's likely to appear in IELTS speaking tests due to its relevance in today's digital age. Being prepared to discuss this subject can give you a significant advantage. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about privacy and technology. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How important is privacy to you? Band 6-7. Answer. Privacy is very important to me. I think everyone needs some personal space and information that they can keep to themselves. Band 8-9 answer. Privacy is absolutely crucial in my opinion. In this digital age, where personal information can be easily accessed and shared, I believe it's essential to maintain control over our personal data and protect our right to privacy. It's not just about keeping secrets, it's about preserving our autonomy and freedom from unwarranted intrusion. Do you think people are less private now than in the past? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think so. With social media, people share a lot more about their lives than they used to. Band 8-9 answer. Undoubtedly, people today are significantly less private than in previous generations. The proliferation of social media platforms and the ubiquity of smartphones have created a culture where oversharing has become the norm. Many individuals willingly divulge personal information online without fully considering the long-term implications of their digital footprint. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has influenced your views on digital privacy. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what they taught you about digital privacy, and explain how they influenced your views on this topic. Band 6-7. Answer. The person who influenced my views on digital privacy is my college professor, Dr. Smith. I met her during my first year when I took her course on information technology ethics. Dr. B. Smith taught us about the importance of protecting our personal information online. She explained how companies collect and use our data and the risks of oversharing on social media. Her lessons made me more careful about what I post online and how I use digital services. I now think twice before accepting cookies or sharing personal details on websites. Dr. Smith influenced my views by showing me that digital privacy is not just about hiding information, but about maintaining control over our personal data in the digital world. Band 8-9. Answer. The individual who has profoundly influenced my perspective on digital privacy is Dr. Emma Thompson, a renowned cybersecurity expert whom I had the privilege of meeting during a tech conference last year. Dr. Thompson's extensive knowledge and compelling insights into the intricacies of digital privacy left an indelible impression on me. She elucidated the far-reaching consequences of seemingly innocuous online activities and how they can compromise our privacy. One of the most eye-opening concepts she introduced was the idea of data shadows, the digital trails we unknowingly leave behind as we navigate the internet. She meticulously explained how these data points can be aggregated and analyzed to create detailed profiles of individuals, often without their knowledge or consent. Dr. Thompson's influence on my views has been transformative. She instilled in me a heightened awareness of the value of personal data and the importance of digital literacy. Her teachings have prompted me to adopt a more proactive approach to safeguarding my online presence, from utilizing robust encryption tools to critically evaluating the privacy policies of digital services I use. Moreover, she inspired me to become an advocate for digital privacy among my peers, sharing knowledge and best practices to create a more privacy-conscious online community. Follow-up questions. How has this person's influence changed your online behavior? Band 6-7 answer. Since learning from Dr. Smith, I've become more careful about what I share online, I now use stronger passwords and think twice before posting personal information on social media. Band 8-9 answer. Dr. Thompson's influence has catalyzed a comprehensive overhaul of my online behavior. I've implemented a multifaceted approach to digital privacy, including the use of virtual private networks, VPNs for secure browsing, end-to-end encrypted messaging apps for communication, and regular privacy audits of my digital footprint. I'm now acutely aware of the potential implications of my online actions and consistently prioritize privacy-preserving alternatives in my digital choices. What do you think are the biggest challenges to maintaining privacy in the digital age? Band 6-7. Answer. I think the biggest challenges are the amount of data we generate daily and how easily it can be shared. It's hard to keep track of all our information online. Band 8-9 answer. The most formidable challenges to maintaining privacy in the digital age are multifaceted. Firstly, there's the ubiquity of data collection, with countless devices and services constantly gathering information about us. Secondly, the complexity of privacy policies and settings makes it difficult for the average user to fully understand and control their digital footprint. Lastly, the rapid pace of technological advancement often outstrips our ability to develop adequate privacy protections, creating a perpetual game of catch-up between privacy advocates and potential exploiters of personal data. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think society's attitude towards privacy has changed with the rise of social media? Band 6-7. Answer. I think people are less concerned about privacy now. Many are happy to share personal details on social media without thinking much about it. However, some are becoming more aware of privacy issues due to news about data breaches. Band 8-9. Answer. The advent of social media has precipitated a paradigm shift in society's attitude towards privacy. There's been a notable dichotomy in public perception. On one hand, we've witnessed an unprecedented willingness to share personal information, with many individuals voluntarily relinquishing their privacy in exchange for social connection and validation. This has led to what some experts term the privacy paradox, where people express concerns about privacy yet engage in behavior that contradicts these concerns. Conversely, high-profile data breaches and scandals have heightened awareness of privacy issues, leading to a growing subset of the population becoming increasingly privacy conscious. This has spurred demands for greater transparency from tech companies and more robust data protection legislation. Ultimately, I believe we're in a period of flux, where society is grappling with redefining the boundaries of privacy in the digital age. The challenge lies in striking a balance between the benefits of connectivity and the fundamental right to privacy. Do you think governments should play a role in protecting citizens' digital privacy? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think governments should help protect citizens' digital privacy. They could create laws to control how companies use our data and punish those who misuse it. However, it's a complex issue because too much government involvement might also be a privacy concern. Band 8-9 answer. Governments undoubtedly have a crucial role to play in safeguarding citizens' digital privacy, but it's a role that requires careful calibration. On one hand, governments are uniquely positioned to enact and enforce comprehensive data protection legislation, such as the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. Such regulations can set standards for data collection, processing, and storage, and provide mechanisms for holding organizations accountable for privacy breaches. Moreover, governments can foster digital literacy through education initiatives, empowering citizens to make informed decisions about their online privacy. They can also fund research into privacy-enhancing technologies and promote their adoption. However, it's imperative to strike a delicate balance. Overzealous government intervention in the digital sphere could potentially infringe on other rights, such as freedom of expression. There's also the paradoxical concern of government overreach in privacy matters, as seen in debates surrounding surveillance programs. Therefore, I believe the ideal approach involves governments creating robust legal frameworks for privacy protection, while also encouraging self-regulation within the tech industry and promoting individual digital responsibility. This multi-stakeholder approach can help ensure a comprehensive and balanced protection of digital privacy. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Digital footprint, digital print, noun, the trail of data you create while using the internet. Example, we need to be mindful of our digital footprint as it can have long-lasting impacts. Data breach, noun, an incident where information is stolen or taken from a system without the knowledge or authorization of the system's owner. Example, the recent data breach exposed millions of users' personal information. Encryption, the process of converting information or data into a code, especially to prevent unauthorized access. Example, end-to-end encryption ensures that only the intended recipients can read the message. Privacy conscious, adjective, being aware of and careful about protecting one's personal information. Example, as a privacy-conscious individual, I always read the terms and conditions before signing up for new services. Data mining, dane, noun, the practice of examining large databases to generate new information. Example, companies use data mining techniques to analyze customer behavior and preferences. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing digital privacy, demonstrate knowledge. Show that you understand key concepts related to digital privacy. Use relevant vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific terms naturally in your responses. Provide examples. Illustrate your points with real-life examples or hypothetical scenarios. Show critical thinking. Discuss both advantages and challenges of digital privacy measures. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses or hesitations. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, focusing on clear pronunciation and natural rhythm in your speech. For more insights on technology-related topics in IELTS, you might find these articles helpful. Social media's influence on consumer behavior. Describe a recent technological innovation. How technology is influencing consumer purchasing behavior. By mastering these strategies and expanding your knowledge on digital privacy, you'll be well prepared to tackle this topic in your IELTS speaking test with confidence. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.